fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslivism.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And I will promise you this. We will start winning again. We will win at every single level.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive, and please be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Radio, Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. That will really help us keep the truth alive and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. So get a Patreon account today and write on freedomslips.com and give generously and keep the truth alive. Thank you so much. The military is working around the clock. 24/7 since Friday, January 21st, the National Guard is on full alert in all 50 states. And every branch of the military, that's the Army, Navy, and Air Force, have been on active duty and ordered not to communicate with their families. Yes, worldwide operations are ongoing now and worldwide. Most of the public and the media have no idea what is taking place. Well, Dr. Johnny knows exactly what's going on. Thousands of arrests are taking place, and immediately they are put on the waiting list for a military tribunal. Just as fast as they can arrest them, prosecute them, and hang them, the U.S. military has been working 24/7 to drain the swamp. Dateline, January 17, 2022. A three-officer panel in Guantanamo Bay convicted former Vice President Richard Bruce Cheney of treason and murder after hearing only 2 hours of testimony. Rear Admiral Darce Crandall of the U.S. Judge, Naval Judge Advocate General's Corps said in an opening statement that Dick Cheney and the late George W. Bush were co-conspirators in the 9/11 tragedy and Bush's and plots to criminally thrust the United States into unjustified wars. Their motives, he said, included destabilizing the Middle East, personally profiting from opium that the U.S. military had seized in Afghanistan, giving the military an excuse to wantingly live fire test novel weapons, and also earning a hefty kickback from insurance money paid to Larry Silverstein, the American real estate mogul who owned the Twin Towers on the day they crumbled to dust. As Cheney sat stone-faced behind the defense table, Rear Admiral Crandall showed the panel financial documents the military had acquired during its investigation into Cheney's past. $5 million paid in five different installments was dispersed into an offshore Cayman Island bank account bearing the name Eric Bouchard, an anagram for Richard Bruce, Cheney's proper and first middle names. The transactions were taking place between 11/7/2001 and February 17, 2002, long before Silverstein Properties, Inc. received its $2 billion settlement. We know with certitude, said, I'm telling you, it's something else. Admiral Craney said, we know with certitude that Eric Bouchard, you know, is Richard Bruce Cheney. Our investigation established that fact. The account was opened 3 days prior to 9/11 and had only the minimum balance needed to keep it open until Silverstein's money poured in. Silverstein knew he had to get a huge payout, but it wasn't the $7 billion he wanted, but still $2 billion is still a hefty sum, and the defendant in the opening account knew 9/11 would happen well in advance. If there's another explanation for taking that payout, we'd love to hear it, Rear Admiral Crandall said. Rotten hell, said Dick Cheney as he uttered with clenched teeth. Additionally, Rear Admiral Crandall played the same audio tapes he had used to help convict George W. Bush, the ones Donald Rumsfeld had secretly recorded as he, Bush, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, and, you know, were all devising a plan to carry out the 9/11 without being implicated on them. Cheney told Bush not to worry because he would take care of everything. When we first spoke to the detainee, Cheney, he tried to put the whole thing on Bush, and when we informed him that Bush is, well, dead from a hanging from a rope, Cheney got quiet. He refuses to explain why he fled the country the night we caught George W. Bush. JAG and OMC believe that Cheney's actions, the tapes, and his taking a payout from Silverstein proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is guilty of treason and, like Bush, must be held to account, for his crimes and deaths of the persons that perished on 9/11 and all the American soldiers that died in Afghanistan and Iraq. We seek the maximum punishment, Rear Admiral Crandall said. In an unusual move, an officer on the panel requested to ask Cheney a question directly. And he said, Mr. Cheney, have you any remorse? Do you even think of the people who died or what lives, the families and friends, what their lives must be like? Do you have any guilt over the callousness of it all? Cheney spoke up. Have you ever seen the film A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson playing Colonel Jessup? He wanted to strengthen our country, and without admitting to anything, the same is for me. Any actions I might have taken were in the name of protecting and strengthening the United States, said Dick Cheney. 10 minutes later, the panel reached a verdict, guilty of all charges. It endorsed Rear Admiral Crandall's recommendation that Cheney be executed for his crimes. The exact date of Dick Cheney's execution will be announced soon. However, Gavin Newsom's hanging will take place at 7 a.m. January 24th. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD because you realize that our genetics have been manipulated. You realize that our weather has been manipulated. You are listening to this show because you realize that our history has been manipulated. You also realize that our food has been manipulated. Sadly, we all realize that our minds and our money have been manipulated, and we're fighting 24/7 to keep as much control over it as possible. The purpose of this show is to give you the truth and the tools to be a master survivor. When you have the truth and all the tools needed, you can become a master survivor and charge past any roadblock, any peril, any constraint that might be holding you back from living at your full potential. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, FreedomSlips.com Studio B, you will hear the Master Survivor Beyond PhD directly from Dr. Johnny's Command Center, and you will have a bald eagle eye on what's going on in our country, our planet, and our solar system. We can do this together, folks, you and me, because right now you are listening to the Master Survivor bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I took notes recently from an article I read from Peter B. Moyer, who tells that the planetary change is happening. There is a dramatic planetary shift from three-dimension to five-dimension. It's shown evidence on all counts, whether you measure it in the physics, whether you measure it, you know, in the astrology, whether you measure it in all the changes that are taking place. We are definitely moving from third dimension to a five-dimensional world because we're heading into this photon belt, this Van Allen belt. So Peter Meyer penned a new article, and I wanted to reveal some of the highlights here because it directly affects us with what is happening today. He said apparently the Anunnaki lowered the Earth's frequency and its polarization from positive to negative and intended for war and destruction. It was a plan from the beginning. The more people killed, the better the rest could be controlled and manipulated. Debt-based money puts people in debt and keeps them debt slaves. We see conspiracy theorists classified as negative doomsayers, whereas just the opposite is really true. They are telling the truth, and, you know, they're bringing out more and more solution seekers. Humanity has been so deeply brainwashed, so deep that positive has become negative. The sheep will live in a world of illusion where democracy is promoted as freedom, when in reality it's dictatorship, where 51% rules over the 49%. The reason why anarchy meaning has changed to rebellion is because in the fact, you know, it really means self-governing. The original meaning of anarchy is really means self-governing, just like the original meaning of delirious is unbridled excitement. But the modern scheme of things had changed that too with the modern psychology, you know, and the New World Order, that the way they took over all the psychological. So they made delirious be, you know, a product of delirium and, you know, made it a negative thing. Well, okay, I am Johnny Delirious. According to the doctors, and they said that I would never make it, and I had to have a liver transplant. If I didn't do the liver transplant, then I wasn't thinking right, and I was certainly delirious. Okay, fine. They're the experts, and I'm delirious. No problem. But I kept my liver, and because of that, I'm with you here today. If I'd gotten that liver transplant, I wouldn't be here today, folks. And that's a fact. I see so many transplant victims die an early death. So the sooner humanity wakes up to the lies and deceit, the better it is for all of us. Do not be fearful. Let it be a challenge for you to help us reach our maximum potential. Our world is filled with enormous amount of filth, lies, deceit, disinformation, distortion, fake news, half-truths, fraud, false images, deceptive mirages, propaganda, and brainwashing. It's nonstop. They're pouring it on. In the final phase of the existing 3D cycle on Earth, those who have awakened have the task to inform the human race about the criminal actions of the deep state cabal by showing their crimes against humanity, which are becoming more and more apparent each and every day. They are crimes against humanity committed by the upper cabal empire, and they operate behind the scenes on Earth and ignore the laws of nature. Humanity must be understood that the cabal has repeatedly broken these laws and that it has serious consequences. What people should really be afraid of is not the fear of dying from a non-existent COVID-19 virus, but the terror of those who dictate, control, and upset the world through governance, scaring everybody into submission to complete their goal and application of total tyrannical power in a once free world, total takeover. That's what the whole Great Reset's all about. It's total tyrannical takeover. Unnecessary victims are those who queue up for the vaccination despite the many warnings from reliable sources about the dangers and the true intentions and the consequences that happen after you get those vaccines. They have been made mentally ill, in a sense, through brainwashing by the mainstream media. No new beginning can be made with these foolish beings. The bribe puppets in government are now clearly facing the consequences of these pathological, mentally confused lies. Indeed, no new world can be built upon these zombies, with these zombies running around. The stupidity and obtuseness in government makes a kind of balance with it all. It's turned into an idiocracy. If it were not so sad, one could laugh itself to death at the proclaimed idiocracies that are going on. However, there's a lot of people dying, and it's very sad. We are waiting for the awakening and the uprise of masses, which are happening all over the world. Every country has protests going on about, against the jab, against the mandates, against the vaccine passports, the mask. They're coming up in mass in almost every country in the world. Who possibly would wake up first when their own children die from the poisonous shots, or when there's nothing left to eat? Any way you look at it, the whopping end is coming soon. We see it all right now. Now they're telling the truckers coming into Mexico that they have to be tested from the COVID, so now there's a big, hold up with trucking, or coming from Canada. Either way, it's another way to stall our supply line. The planetary transition from 3D to 5D requires an increase of the Earth's frequency, but the notorious sleepers will not be able to adapt to this higher frequency. Essentially, nothing and no one can stop a planetary transition taking place right now because it's part of the universal evolution of worlds. It's happening just like clockwork. I mean, we're spinning around the sun. The sun and our solar system spinning around the Milky Way. We keep entering into that Van Allen belt, and it gets deeper and deeper. No one can stop what's coming, folks. It's going from 3D to 5 dimension. And the people who are stuck in that old thinking, they're getting a jab that won't listen to the truth, they're going to be frustrated. If they survive, they're going to be totally frustrated And they will be the zombie apocalypse. You just wait and see. They're going to run around and go crazy. The energy adjustments, mainly for the physical body, must be made as carbon-based body transcends into a crystalline body for which the earth frequency is rising into. Many souls have already made a plan for the incarnation by now. Others have chosen not to go through this process, so they, you know, will disincarnate before the transition of 3D to 5D is affected. Hence, you know, they get the jab. Maybe they made that soul contract in the beginning before they came to this world. Only a third of the existing populace has chosen for transformation by leaving their material life and now feel the symptoms of the energetic frequency shift, a shift not only for the humans, but also for everything else on our planet. It does not make you sick. They are not, in fact, symptoms that are closely related to the adjustments to the higher frequency that anyone who is truly awake is experiencing. It's hard to identify as we go, because this has happened even below the atomic level. I mean, we're talking in the neutrinos and quirks and everything. That's where it's all going on in this ether, this subatomic level. And that's what's happening right now. You know, Vito Frosty, you know, he made another article. I took notes on that. He says the greatest tragedy is not, what we're going through right now, but it's the greatest tragedy is not saving your own soul. The evolution of worlds is a natural process. Everything is in accordance to the Creator's plan. Absolutely nothing escapes that plan. Now, not even the smallest details. He would never leave mankind who inhabits each of his worlds hapless and helpless. In a particular case of our world, planet Earth, not only had there always been a school of trials and penances, but there was also an aggravating factor of the Archon invasion some 468,000 years ago. That made this school even more difficult, but less interesting. It did increase the difficulty, but this will make the souls on Earth right now even stronger and will be recognized throughout the universe as great victors. The dark entities have strayed here over the millennia because the divine plan allowed it. And during this period, many succumbed entities have returned to their father's house. They're gone. All the dark forces that are extraterrestrial have left. Now we're just dealing with our human cabal, our human deep state, and it's up to us to deal with them. No outside force can help us do that, folks. We got to do this ourselves through the loving human feeling, which is naturally present. Every human being belonging to the earthly human race, these dark entities were stuck in at their core, thus activating this key to return. So, you know, those dark humans will be dealt with. That's exactly what the special forces are doing right now as we speak. However, it's certain that most of these individuals will not make use of this possibility to go to the next level, you know, to the 5D. They'll stay in 3D and fight to the bitter end. The permission to remain on Earth is over for these satanic species. The planetary transition here requires a change of frequency, and the darks cannot exist in that higher vibration level that we're going into. Nothing and no one can stop the planetary transition going on right now. It's part of the evolution of our world. Earthly humanity can learn the duality without the presence of these negative races. We don't need them anymore, folks. You know, the quicker we get rid of them, the better off we're going to be, and it's happening right now. It would have been so much easier and simpler, you know, if they all left at once, but then the rest of us wouldn't learn our lesson. But with the invasion of the Archons, the difficulty increased enormously because they took over planet Earth and enslaved the indigenous population, and we humans have remained their hostages all these millennia. We fought for survival, and they exploited us through fear and slave labor. The holders of the opposite technologies, they controlled everything they could, and, tried to take over our human soul, not only our mind, but our human soul. They created dependencies that did not exist before. You know, they increased the cocaine, export. They increased the opium and the heroin export. You know, any way to get us to be dependent on something or anything was the way they could take us all down. They made us dependent on that 9 to 5, Monday through Friday lifestyle. Through fear, hunger, and control, they achieved total obedience. They modified human genetics to create hybrids and that could help them represent them in leading classes of society's powers, knowing that their time is fastly running out. It's running out really fast. They intend to leave behind a literal wasteland. They don't want us to succeed, folks. They want to destroy as many of us as possible to do the greatest possible damage to the planet and to humanity. Remember, too, that they enjoy human suffering. That's what they thrive on. Devoid of emotion, their only pleasurable sensation is the display of their unlimited power. In all known tragedies, there's always a precipitation of the cabal, the organization of the supreme command among the incarnated. Such a command never changes hands, for it always has been owned by the reptilian hybrids created for that purpose. If one of them leaves the scene, a replacement is always available at the appropriate time and level, and so it's been for millennia. The Earth's climate was also changed by the means of opposing technologies like the HEART Project. They applied mechanisms to succeed in intensifying low atmospheric pressure centers and also the high pressure centers to manipulate the weather. And with this change, the entire planet climate can be controlled, which they did. They created hurricanes. They created tornadoes whenever they wanted to for a specific purpose. By changing the climate, an ideal scenario of food control and abundance or, depravity could be created through hunger and fear. This was their easiest way to control all of humanity. Now, they are desperately trying to control it even more. They know they're losing. They threaten humanity in every way. They believe that they can still reverse the situation of planetary transition. They still believe that they can win. But, some of them don't. They know they've lost. But they wish to stay here in any case and die trying if that's what it takes. Although nothing can yet influence the fate of Earth, tragedies are still part of the widespread narrative. They announce the possibility of horrors. Bad news is the undisputed priority within the mainstream media. As you know, bad news sells and serves them best. They, keep that trash going. Needless to say, each and every one of you can even confirm this from daily life. Each day you're facing some other big tragedy, some other fear porn, some other, attack or shooting or whatever, or hurricane or some other tragedy. In all media, 9 out of 10 news items are tragedies. Real tragedies are caused by mechanisms controlled by the cabal. But also, catastrophic predictions are applied, which only serve to spread the fear and worry and misery. Remember that fear is the best way to keep the people under control. That's their last weapon, folks, is the fear. It has been written many times that none of these predictions made before 2012 would ever come true. The timeline of the Earth has changed since 2010. This way, the planetary transition will be as smooth as possible. Yes, There will still be natural phenomena as usual because the earth must now readjust because the HAARP system has altered the entire natural earth mechanism. It must now be deactivated. Gaia has to recalibrate its frequency, and that's happening. This will cause some more extreme events, but therefore, you know, and thereafter, everything will be in perfect harmony as it always has should be. As it always should be. This is the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. The Great Awakening. Do not be afraid of tragedies, for they will indeed have an end. The greatest tragedy that can happen to all human beings is without doubt a personal one, the loss of your own soul, the loss of your loved one. This will indeed be fatal, you know, for some people, since many of us are on our last incarnation within this duality. And there are now only two paths open. Either you take the new earth or your fate is exile. So you either join into this new awakening, into this higher frequency with Dr. Johnny as a master survivor, or if you continue to get that jab and wear the mask, your fate is not going to be a happy one. And it might be a slower life than you expected. So Dr. Johnny's here to tell you, keep your vibration high. Do your prayers and keep it as high as possible. And do your meditations, your prayers. It is your frequency that will determine which of these two paths your soul will take. Nobody can change your fate except yourself. And the more of us that wake up, the more of us that keep our frequency high, the faster we'll come into this new awakening and the faster the deep state will go down once and for all. Your own choice is decisive. This year, 2022, is the dividing line, which acts as a fork in the road. It is you who decides which direction you choose. No one can do it for you. Forget the tragedies. They are played out for mankind. And for the most part, they're played out to make sure they get more control. Some of them are just leftovers and just wasting away. And finally, once they're over, they've spent, and you know, gone their full life. And then, that big mechanism will be done. But each one will go through what he has to go through. Each one will be where he has to be. But remember, the greatest tragedy is not to save your own soul, not to keep your vibrations high at this point. Keep your vibrations high, stay healthy, stay happy, become a master survivor. This is your key to a better future. Think about it. Master survivor. To survive. To survive, you know, I'm always telling people, you know, become a master survivor because you will survive through any peril. Now I want to give you an update on the space arcs. I've been so excited about this, folks, because, you know, I want a report from Dr. Michael Solon. He's brought out more of what JP, an insider whistleblower, has revealed on his special forces duties. And he's a super soldier, and this is a joint U.S.-China mission to giant ET space arc under the Atlantic Ocean. This is a huge story. I couldn't believe it when I read this. I was so excited. On January 10th, 2022, the U.S. Army insider JP revealed that he participated in a classified mission to an extraterrestrial space arc located under the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Florida in the vicinity south of Bermuda. This is the second space arc that was announced in the covert military missions. The first involved a space arc found on the moon and reported on earlier in an earlier article and what I reported to you on an earlier show. JP described how the mission began with an official briefing he received at the military base where he's currently serving. Then he was taken by Osprey helicopter airplane to a large donut-shaped platform in the Atlantic is huge and placed directly over a submerged space arc. JP estimated the space arc to be at least, you know, that sea platform to be at least a mile long, and it was oval shaped and, you know, donut type, because in the middle there was a rig, you know, an elevator. What follows are the notes I took from the Skype calls and the video that Dr. Michael Sahlin described the different aspects of the mission. In the first extract, where he describes being taken to some kind of large platform suspended over the space arc in the Atlantic, he says, I think he is one of the pilots that flew, you know, he's talking about one of the pilots that flew him to the ships. And this is a massive boat ship he was telling about, you know, that was on the surface. He said it was absolutely huge. We got there, and then they lined up everybody in formation into their particular spot, you know, one for China, one for America, one for the Mexicans that were there. And we saw the painting on the floor of it. So each one had their own flag and everything in the U.S., you know, the spot with the U.S. flag, that's where JP went with his soldiers. So this ship was the same ship that I visited a couple years ago, but now it had paintings on the floor saying, you know, like the Chinese flag, and then another one had, you know, the Russian flag, and it has all their languages, and that's where we lined up on all our different spots. So I was in the United States Square, he said, and everybody formed up into their own respective squares, and there's at least 20 or 30 people from the United States, and there were at least 15 Chinese. JP recognized the ocean platform as the same one he was taken to by a triangle-shaped anti-gravitational spacecraft around 2014, which is when he first was told about the platform, rather than being allowed to descend to the platform at that time to whatever lay beneath. He was denied entry by a senior military officer, you know, at the time. But JP described an elevator that carried mission members from the surface down to the interior of the craft, down through the Atlantic Ocean. So the personnel were mainly drawn from the U.S. and China. Apparently, China had been allowed access to the space arc found under the Atlantic as a reciprocal favor after it allowed the U.S. access to a space arc they found from its rover on the moon, when I described on an earlier show. What follows, what I'm going to say is what J.P., said about the U.S.-China deal and the 2014 trip. He was denied entry in the platform, but he said because of the Chinese, they let us go on the moon, and because they helped us investigate that ship, now we have to let them investigate this one we found here in the Atlantic. And it is the deal we made with the Chinese, and as you know, all of them will go there now, and we went to the one on the moon, and so he says, okay, so there's a similar ship to what you found on the moon. It's underneath the Atlantic Ocean. And JP said, bigger, much bigger. It's bigger than the one on the moon. And Michael Sahlin says, is this like somewhere in the Atlantic near the Bermuda area in the bottom of the ocean? He says, it's at the bottom of the ocean, and there's a ship that we get on right after the Ospreys land, and we get onto that oval-shaped ship, and we land there, and, you know, it's like a donut, he says. In the middle of the donut, there's this elevator. He says it's massive. This whole ship is massive, but in the middle, it's like an elevator. It's like an oil rig-looking thing, but it's actually an elevator where you can get in and, you know, get into the enclosed capsule, and then go down all the way down to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean there, where this space arc is. So I was amazed, folks. I mean, this is, they found an arc in the Antarctica as well. These things are huge, and they, all of a sudden, see, they've come on. The one on the moon came on, the one in Antarctica came on, the one on, underneath the Atlantic came on. They're giving out frequencies. They're giving out noise. It's like they're turned on. In other words, they have been activated by the entry of the Galactic Federation of Worlds when they did all their deals in the moon of Jupiter, and then they met with the, you know, the Earth Alliance and the Trump White Hats, and, you know, they met with Bezos and, you know, all of them. They William Shatner went up there for the meetings. Well, once they came here in our solar system and had all these meetings and put the USA, you know, United States Space Force and United States Space Command in charge of all the solar system, no other spacefaring nation was in charge. The United States would take the lead. I've said that on many shows. Once they started, those meetings in Jupiter started in July, these space arcs all of a sudden turned on. They turned on. So it's important to note that the Atlantic arc is much larger than the one found on the moon. It's much larger than the one on Antarctica. And they've all been activated when the large space fleet arrived on Jupiter's moon Ganymede. It's involved in another mission that JP participated on. I told you on my past shows about all that. But JP also explains that what happened when he traveled down the elevator with the rest of the mission members, which is also including a group of indigenous Maya-looking Indians from Mexico, and they went with JP down to the giant space ark, these three Maya Indians, and he says, we were there talking to everybody, and it's like talking about the discovery and how it can be activated and how, why it activated. We just didn't know, but it, you know, there's a glow and a hum, and it felt really good. And he said, you could hear the humming noise because everybody was like really scared to go into the ship, because once you get close to it, it's like going like a wave, and it's stuck in time. So time took on a new meaning when they entered this. He says, you look at your hands and you wave it across and you see trails, and you can see your hand in a wave like you're stuck in time. Like, you know, when you wave your hand out, it's in another time, you know, so time and distance has all changed, he said. And a lot of people really got scared going into the ship, but when a group of us went, you know, I was dressed in black, and we changed, and they took us to the room, and, you know, they put, you know, all, you know, we all were wearing black, and we were all disinfected and sprayed and everything before we got into our black suits. And he said, but there's something loving, you know, and living inside this. He said, you know, it felt like oxygen, like pure oxygen. He said he felt really good inside this ship. And you're thinking that all the plants that are in there are still living because there's some type of algae or fungi growing on the walls. And one of the scientists, they were telling me that this fungi kind of plant, it glows in the dark, and it's glowing, and it's stuck on the walls, and it's connected to this moldavite type of rock, this moldavite crystal that's in the walls, and it's glowing. The whole ship is like a light bluish green color, and gives, and it goes on and off and humming. We didn't need those drones we used on the moon, because this massive ship, it was more activated than any of the other ones. So Michael Solon asked him, he said, so did you go inside, or the elevator from, you know, from the elevator, from the surface, did it, you know, and did you go all the way into the ship? And JP says, yeah, into the surface of the ship and into the ship itself. So after we changed those black clothes, they put us in the elevator, and everyone was nervous, and everyone was looking at each other. The Chinese were laughing. They were laughing at us, like making fun of us, like we're old, you know, just a bunch of screwballs. And, you know, like, well, we're like just laughing it off. And I remember seeing these Mexican-looking people there as well. He said they're really short, and they didn't speak Spanish. They spoke like a like a Aztec language, and I'm sure that it was a Maya language, because when he said they're really short, I know they're Maya, because only the Maya are really short. And he said they, you could see the paint on their face, and they had these suits on, but they had their paint on their face. So I guess when, because the scientists already went in the ship, but they couldn't open certain location, that's what happens when they came up, you know, and they're talking about, well, we need to do the next step. And, you know, there's all kinds of strange things to understand, because you got to, every time you walk forward, you see little traces of yourself catching up, and finally it all catches up. So the time and space is totally different there. So it seemed like time is really slow, and when you jump, it takes a couple of seconds to jump back down. He says, so it's like you hang in the air for a minute if you jump. He says, it's really crazy. And, you know, then we look around, and then when it comes to the ocean and 3 seconds later, he said, you know, we're there. And so then we're really fast. And so, hey, once, you know, I was in the elevator and stepping up, you know, and we're in the seats and we're standing, you know, next to the walls. And we're going down and our ears are popping, you know, because we're going way, way under the ocean. And he said, but it was like really fast. But then the elevator has this pressurized. It's pressurizing itself. So then we could adjust and, you know, turn, you know, and keep our eardrums from breaking, because, you know, it doesn't break the type of metal, you know. He goes into a lot of detail about what happens with this time dilation, folks. I don't know if you want to hear that much about it, but he says it, the air was compressed to facilitate their trip into the interior of the craft that would be pressurized to some degree to withstand the enormous ocean pressures underneath the Atlantic. And once inside the space dock, JP revealed that the Mexican Aztec Mayas, they called them Aztecs, but I know they're Mayas, they recognized some hieroglyphics on the wall, and they reacted very emotionally, JP said, with what they're seeing. He again elaborated on the space-time effect of the Ark, and Michael Solon said, so you're down there, and what did you see? He said, we saw lights of the algae, like all around the place. And then the little Mexicans started pointing to the wall, and these kind of writings they were familiar with, they could read them, and they were saying exactly what they were saying, going down each one. So we went over there with them, and they were like touching it, and they were like crying with joy. They were like looking at it, and they kept crying the same thing over and over again. Akuramate! Akuramate! He said, I remember they kept saying that over and over again. Akuramate! Akuramate! So I know from living in Mexico, what they're saying is the Mars cure. The Mars cure. Akuramate! That's what they're saying, the Mars cure. Could it be the Mars cure for our planet? In that particular phase, JP said, they kept saying over and over again with tears in their eyes. They're crying with joy, he said. And they were like almost dancing because they saw this particular writing. And I think it was a mission writing on their temples, the same temples in Mexico, because they understood exactly what they're saying. And they're reading it word for word. He said, you can see them going down all the hieroglyphics. And I guess, you know, it was the same, you know, connected to this. But the little Mexican-looking people, they, you know, that try, you know, the Indians, you know, they went in. They were only allowed to go in there because I think it was scared, you know, it was scared to them that in that particular area where they went into and under, and then they went under this other particular chamber, and under they, and then they never came back, and everybody was like, whoa, where'd they go, and where are you? And we're yelling out, he said, we're yelling out to them, and they never came back. He said they never came back, and we were like, oh gosh, man, what are we going to do now? They're gone. And then the Chinese were starting to walk toward over there, but they started walking slow, like everything was going, you know, like time. But, you know, the Chinese came back and were out of breath. It was like they couldn't really go there because they didn't have the right vibration. They started arguing with their guys, saying that you guys promised that we could go in there, and see, they couldn't enter because they'd get pains as they got further. But the Mayans were accepted. They knew. He said, you know, we went to the moon and we're not getting access. And they were getting all mad about that, but they couldn't go in further. But it wasn't our fault. This is fascinating observation by JP, because how the extraterrestrial ark would react to different visitors. The Maya group was allowed to proceed further ahead, presumably because their genetics and their frequencies were acceptable. However, the Chinese tried to go further and do the same, but they were blocked by the craft, which recognized some incompatibility. Could this be have something to do with the communist Chinese materialistic philosophy influencing their behavior and beliefs, and thereby a lower vibration precluding them from access to deeper parts of the chamber? JP continued his account of what happened as the multinational mission members moved forward in their exploration of the Ark. So when they went in, we started going through, everything started going slow, he said, like slow motion. We felt a peace and happiness. And then the Chinese, after they started going in, the Chinese that were behind us followed us, but they weren't feeling so good. So we would go in little by little, and then in the distance we could see the lights of certain kinds of crystals like moldavite shining on the walls. It was beautiful, and you could see certain kinds of plants that glow. Amazingly, it's a mind-blowing experience, JP said, and everybody was like almost, you know, a chain, because we were holding each other as we go from place to place. And then after we got to a particular place where full plants grew, we saw the little Mexicans out way out in the distance, but we couldn't reach them. We screamed, we talked to them, but they couldn't hear us. They were like in a different reality, he said. And we still saw them going in slow motion and then eventually disappeared again as they went further into the craft. The disappearance of the Maya Mexican group was unanticipated, but the Mexican scientist translator accompanying them stayed with the mission. He didn't go further. JP described recognizing of one of the Chinese scientists as the same person he witnessed during his visit to the ancient space ark on the moon. So he got to this location, and then the Mexican scientist was there. He stayed with us because the other little people that were Mexican, they left, and we couldn't see them anymore. And so, you know, they were kept investigating the writings of what was on the wall. And some of the Chinese archaeologists that was, you know, on the moon was there, and, you know, they recognized some of the writings as being the same. But the guy I was with in the moon, he was not there. There was another different guy there investigating the writings, and all of that, we were there, you know, and he with us. And sure, everything he does, you know, it's like noticeable, you know, this whole thing. See, China didn't have access. And JP could have gone further because somehow JP's vibrations are acceptable to the Earth. That's why they take JP to all these different places, because JP can open these arcs. The arcs somehow like JP. But the other scientists and the other people on the mission, you know, they weren't accepted, and they could only go so far. But JP was ordered not to go any further, even though he could go further in the ark. He said, well, I got to find out what happened to the Mexicans. And they go, no, you stay here. You know, you stay here. Because, see, JP, it apparently can go anywhere in these arcs, as they just like the Mayans can, these Maya Mexicans. So you know, so Michael Sollins says, what is it about the ship that activated? I mean, you said that, you know, the scientists or the military got very interested, or that this craft activated. So before that they were there, they saw it and they were inside, but it wasn't activated. So when did it activate and how did all that happen? And so JP said, well, everything started glowing when we walked in. Everything, you could see the writings glowing, because you know the writings, what they're like. They're like carved, but they're, because the algae that's on them, they glow with them, and it glows, and you can see the language easier with the glowness of the algae, and that's on top of the writing, and you can see it with total perfection of exactly what those hieroglyphics are. So that was really intriguing to the scientists, and they were in some parts and didn't know what the writings were, and those writings they found similar to the language of the Aztecs and the Mayans, he said. And the strange hieroglyphic writing could be clearly seen glowing in the algae that covered it. And so Michael Sollins said, once you're inside the craft, you said that you felt really good. You could talk more about your feelings. Can you tell us a little bit more what you're sensing? And JP said, similar to what I felt on Ganymede on the moon of Jupiter and in that particular building. You felt that happiness, that tranquility, that, you know, where everything is just right, everything in your body, similar to what I felt on the moon inside that arc, but it's even more intense in this arc under the Atlantic. And we felt here in this ship, it was very intense, this good feeling. So it's amazing what this totally means, folks. I'll tell you a little bit more, because this is exciting what all this means. This has been left here many millennia ago for us when we awaken to give us a guide back. The Ark, you know, has all the keys to guide us back to that beautiful world that we should be living in. And that's exactly what it's for. And I'll be right back after these messages.
Secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinker. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
You are now listening to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where I bring you the truth. I am Dr. Johnny, your host, and I want to tell you more about this space ark that's found on the moon, that's found on the Antarctica. There's several of them here on Earth. They're all activated now. I'm telling you about the space ark that's underneath the Atlantic Ocean that JP has reported to Dr. Michael Sollen. And Dr. Michael Sollen said, when you say intense, you said you felt good, but what do you mean by intense? And JP said, it was like you see everything slow and you feel so happy that you feel like crying, that you feel like feel so very good and so calm that you want to cry. He says, hard to explain. It was a joy. It was a satisfaction, it was a tranquility. Only people that were mad, the only people that were mad, he said, were the Chinese, because they weren't given access, but that wasn't our fault. But you could also see their face that they were astonished with what they received. They were happy. They were almost crying, but like those little Mexican people, they were really happy too. They were like dancing. The Mexicans were just dancing, and you could like see how really happy they were. And then I remember looking at those other writings, and I remember seeing it actually at Ganymede, some of the same writings, because it looked very similar to the writings that we saw on the moon as well. I felt such a bliss, like if everything was all connected. Like I felt like when I was on the moon in Ganymede, just like that same feeling here. So Michael Sollen says, okay, so just remind me, when you're on the moon, when you're on Ganymede, you went to some different locations and spots on the surface of Ganymede and different locations in those similar like ARC ships, similar to the ships. Is it, you think it's the same similar technology? And JP said, similar technology, it's the same type of technology, but I think this is even more like older, he said, this one on the Atlantic Ocean. He said, you can tell it's much older, like the wear of it all. He said, it's like so much older. He said, so I think that there's like the same type, or same technology, but this was maybe the one that was made first or whatever. He says, I don't know. He said, he described it that a few other individuals had the ability to activate the ARC, but simply being physically close to it. JP described how the ARC lit up in areas that he walked into, but he was not the case with the, that was not the case with the other personnel, and certainly not with the Chinese. So Michael Solomon says, so when you went down there, your job was to accompany or assist an archaeologist studying the writings. He, JP said, there are some things that were activated when I got there. Tell me about that. How did you, you know, when you arrived and how it became activated? So JP said, yes, things became lit up when I was there, and with certain other people, no lights would turn on. But when I went to certain, you know, certain areas, lights would come on, and they were like, what the heck? Why is he able to do that? And people were like, you know, really surprised by that. And it's a weird, but at the same time, it's a good feeling, because certain lights on the walls that were not on glowed when I arrived, JP said. And so Michael Solomon says, okay, so actually your physical presence is part of the activation process, or maybe you have the genes, or that's something you carry, or your vibration. And JP said, also with the Chinese, there was a guy that I could not see his face because he had a hoodie and is covering his face. He was with the Chinese, and he was also activating, but I could not see his face. He purposely hid his face. The lights did go on with him, but the other Chinese did not. And then I wanted to see his face, but he always covered, and he never let anybody see his face. So, you know, but he was the only one amongst the Chinese that the lights went on and would activate. So never ever, you know, it's like I couldn't believe, you know, that's what the hoodie is for, to cover his face. But he says it's like he knew he was doing the activating and the lights, and he knew that he was needed by the Chinese and what he was doing. And but I didn't know, understand it at first, but then I realized that's why he's covering his identity, because the Chinese had him to activate when they needed. But see, they couldn't follow him. If he went further and it all activated, he said the rest of the Chinese couldn't follow, because if they did, then the lights would go dim. So I just walked in like, you know, and they all turned on. And I think that's, you know, there's certain people around the world that have that. He says, I don't know what it is and what it makes to activate these ruins. And he's some require rather mundane roles, you know, that maybe JP appeared to play in these covert missions, like accompanying these archaeologists. It's just, and he's a low military rank and everything like that. But one of the things that JP shared, you know, with us, that, you know, we're seeing that he has an extremely important role, because he can activate these arcs, open the doors and so forth, because of his vibration. You know, so he witnessed ancient plants, animals, and technology that were being preserved for a future time. This is why I'm so excited, folks, because this is like beyond anything they understood. When they saw some of this technology, some of these plants, they'd never seen anything like this. And was describing some of those, and I'm looking forward to this because, see, these plants can bring us instant health. This technology is like the MedBed. I know that this technology is even better than the MedBeds that they're using, that the super soldiers are using, because JP said every time he'd go into these arcs, it's like everything, you know, his headache would go away, his little cuts, if he had a cut, they would heal up. I mean, he said it was really strange, so by the time they left, it's like he was like all, you know, it's like he got a good night's sleep that would last him for, you know, that healed up everything. It was amazing. So JP said he was taken to these larger arcs for a time when they would become important for humanity in dealing with planet-wide contingencies. JP began sharing his information with Michael Sollin in 2014, and Michael Sollin kept this information to himself since no one else was talking about it, and the world really wasn't ready for it. But the U.S. covert operatives, however, have monitored JP's extraterrestrial contacts and the communications he's been revealing since 2008. And this is the best evidence, you know, with photographs and classified, you know, triangle. And there's a lot of different things that JP has provided. And I guess that the military is allowing JP to reveal bit by bit to the public exactly what's going on, because folks, we're going into this new world. I was telling you in the beginning of the show, you know, we're going from 3D to 5D, and these arcs are going to help us be prepared for that. And this leads me to believe that JP is doing far more than simply escorting scientists to these ancient arcs and performing mundane escort duties. Due to his earlier access and intimate genetic traits, he carries some energetic frequency, some vibration, or some code that activates parts of these crafts that he visits, and thereby facilitating the safety and success of the missions of these ancient space arcs to bring them out for our world that's ready right now. And what's intriguing about JP's January 10th mission to one of the ancient extraterrestrial arcs found under the Atlantic Ocean is that it matches with the information released by Thor Han or Darian, you know, that Elaine Delon channeled in January 14. And when Elaine was asked about the ancient space arcs could be found on Earth, Thor Han replied, and this is what Thor Han said. He said, yeah, South America, Central Europe, Northwest Russia, and under the waters of the Atlantic Ocean. He said there's a big one there, and that's one of the biggest. And he said there's others around, but the precise locations, it's not my responsibility, but the Earth Alliance to find those when they're ready. And that's, we are ready right now. So less than a week before JP's mission, Thor Han had already independently confirmed that a space arc was under the Atlantic, and it was the largest of all these hidden throughout our planet on the moon, you know, not only in Antarctica, but there's also a couple on the moons of Mars as well. So I found this to be stunning collaboration and just an exciting time for us right now that this location in Atlantic has been operational now, and JP was part of that. He brought us that intel, and this massive circle-shaped platform is suspended over the top of the rig, over the top of the arc, and so they're decoding that right now. And he wasn't allowed to enter the floating structure when he was taken there by covert operatives originally, but this latest January mission, he was. So in short, JP learned something hidden in the Atlantic before Thor Han's statement. In conclusion, JP's trip inside the space arc located underneath the Atlantic Ocean is likely the first step in these arcs being revealed and activated, and their activation signals that there is a timetable now in play, and it's up to the Earth Alliance and the people of our planet to reveal them and to come into our great awakening. The Ark's location does raise the question of a possible connection to the ancient Atlantis and UFO sightings in the area, and of course the famed Bermuda Triangle. And I hope, you know, we soon will bring more details about that, about what lies deep within this, because this is so important to understand for the citizens of our planet, because we are truly coming into this new age that's going to be so exciting for all of us. And I just want you to know that we are making progress, because right now it's a human progress that has to be made. We have to be made. The extraterrestrials got rid of the negative ETs. Now it's up to us to get rid of the human dark cabal. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's why in all 50 states, the National Guard has been activated. That's why the Army, Navy, and Air Force right now are on full alert. They cannot talk to their family. They're ordered not to talk to their family because they're mission ready. And as ongoing sorties and ongoing operations are pending and launching, this is a critical time for us right now, folks. So, but we're winning. We're winning. And this is an exciting time. And, you know, I hope to have this new, you know, many of my patients, they don't really care if they get the med beds or not. They're already doing well. They've been my patients for over, 10 or 20 years. And they said, oh, well, if they're here, they're here. If they're not, they're not. Johnny, we're feeling great. No problem. And, you know, the launch of this new healing therapies and the medbeds will eventually go worldwide in over 209 countries that have signed with the Gasara-Nasara plan when Donald Trump went to Bern, Switzerland in March of 2021. And however, according to the military, the first ones that will begin and start with this new healing technology will be right here in the state of Texas where Dr. Johnny is. Before the public can use them, they have to get all the children treated that were rescued from the tunnels first. That operation is ongoing as we speak. They're also getting those soldiers treated. So I don't mind if it takes a little bit longer to get those children and those soldiers healed first. Dr. Johnny has done his own study and paper and research with the Tesla MedBeds, with the Tesla Bio Healing Laboratory, and currently documenting his findings, all according to the highest laboratory standards. And I found that my patients doing the HTMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis, diet, and supplement schedule, get much better results when they start using the Tesla MedBeds and the Tesla Bowel Healers. And these are available now as part of the Master Survivor Program for my patients. As a research project for the Master Survivor University, I already launched these first MedBed technologies as part of the Master Survivor Program. And, you know, this is the Tesla Biohealing Medical Bed that uses its true scalar wave discovered and developed by Nikola Tesla. And this will be an important cornerstone to the Master Survivor Therapy and the Master Survivor Program. So the Tesla energy is also known as scalar energy, and this is the essential vital force of nature that Nikola Tesla found to be the healing energy for all life. It's what started life, it's what heals life, it's what sustains life. This happens on a subatomic level. This goes beyond quarks and neutrinos. This is on a subatomic level. Our cellular structure is interacting with this energy coming up through these higher structures that this scalar energy is activating. And, you know, all day, you know, it will happen, but most people do not have the level of exposure to this powerful therapeutic life force needed to facilitate optimal cellular functioning and healing, even though these Tesla scalar waves are all around us. But the Tesla Biohealing Laboratory has integrated Nikola Tesla's inventions for harnessing this healing energy power and concentrated it and converge it into unparalleled discoveries with this modern-day application in medical science. Now, the benefits of the Tesla energy when they're intensified like this is the subtle energy is released constantly to promote natural healing and jumpstart the cellular repair. This is a positive healing health benefits, this has, you know, of the Tesla energy being used across the globe. And it protects us by neutralizing the harmful man-made electromagnetic frequencies and radiation in and around our body. This is the best protection you could ever have by having one of these Tesla biohealing, biohealers with you. You know, cancer cells have a very low electrical frequency, you know, about 15 to 20 millivolts, compared to healthy cells that have a 70 to 90 millivolts. So the Tesla energy, you know, that comes from these Tesla biohealers and the Tesla med beds brings those cancer cells up to normal energy levels. And this is possibly the reason why we're accounting for the healing of many cancer patients that I've had, you know, that have experienced and been exposed to this Tesla energy, you know, when they got the med bed or when they got the biohealer, you know, it brought their tumor cells up to a normal, you know, high voltage, and the tumor just drops away. It just disappears because the cellular voltage is raised. So when you get this increased cellular energy, it reduces fatigue. It's resulting in increased physical energy, strength, and flexibility. It protects cellular DNA from damage by increasing the energy of the hydrogen bonds that holds the DNA together. This causes the blood cells to unclump to promote more circulation that helps in the distribution of more oxygen and strengthening of the immune system. It also facilitates nutritional absorption and improves cell wall permeability, therefore speeding up the body's nutritional intake as well as the detoxification process. That is exactly why that people do so when they're on the diet and supplement schedule, the hair tissue mineral analysis that I provide from one of my labs, then, you know, they get this Tesla biohealer or the Tesla MedBed, their healing increases, you know, tenfold because it facilitates natural absorption when the improved cell wall permeability is speeding up because those minerals are balanced because you're following the diet and supplement schedule of the HCMA, and then when you get that scalar energy, all of a sudden your cells are jumpstart into a really hyper healthy intensified process, which reduces inflammation throughout the body, cleans and improves the blood profile, strengthens the immune function, it improves mental focus and clarity, assists in the regulation of blood pressure, helps to bring emotions and nerves into a balance-inducing calmness. This is what I notice, folks, when I've got that Tesla MedBed, you know, or I have the Tesla biohealer with me. Now I'm always in a good mood. I'm always got energy. I'm never in a bad mood. Even when people, you know, are upset with me and they're fussing about something, it doesn't upset me. I stay in a good mood. And it improves the quality of my sleep. So I get a great night's sleep. So it's completely safe and natural without any side effects. It's non-toxic. It has absolutely no side effects at all and is safe for all groups and conditions. It's so easy to use the Tesla biohealer in MedBed. Simply place the biohealer near you or lay with it, you know. You know, bring it with you when you drive the car. I take mine to bed with me. Or if you have the Tesla MedBed, it fits right under your bed. And then you experience the intended therapeutic, effect, once you're near it and close to it at all times. So, you know, the closer you are to the device, the stronger the potency. The more you're around the device, the more it works. The Tesla biohealers and the Tesla MedBed concentrate and amplify the Tesla scalar energy in order to create a restorative feel of Tesla energy. And you can find out all about it. If you want to know more about the Tesla Energy and Tesla MedBeds, just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com. Themastersurvivor.com. And right at the top right-hand corner, you'll see a little blue tab that says consultation. And just, you know, fill out the little form and just say, Johnny, send me information about the Tesla BioHealers or the Tesla Energy, the Tesla MedBeds, you know, and I'll be happy to write you back or send me information about the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. You know, I'll be happy to write you back. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program. You can read about the HTMA right there. Or if you have any questions, just click on that blue consultation tab. So the Tesla BioHealer and the Tesla MedBeds concentrate and amplify the Tesla energy scalar energy to create more restorative feel of Tesla. It's that biofeel. The field goes out about 4 feet, 3.5 to 4 feet. And it, you know, by being close to you're within that field. You're within that biofield. This Tesla energy biosphere is automatic and constantly generating in a 3D form all around, you know, within a 4 foot radius extending from the center of the device. There's no switch to turn on. There's no cord to plug in. It's ready to go as is. All you got to do is get close to the device. As long as you're within that biosphere, your cells will naturally uptake that Tesla energy, improving your vitality and giving your body the amount of vital force needed for optimum function. The Tesla energy can penetrate through any solid object. It can go through lead. It can go through metal. It can go through rock. It can go through any, at no loss of energy. So if it's like, you know, half a foot underneath your bed, no problem. It goes right through all that. If you, you know, even if you have a steel plate on your bed, it goes right through that. It goes through everything. It's the energy that runs the universe. It goes through planets. It goes through everywhere. Distance from the body is the major factor in the potency, and not in the position of the device is played, but the closeness of it. So the closer you are to it, the more you're around it, the better it's going to work. For example, placing the device under the bed 1 foot away from your body or on your nightstand 1 foot away from your body will produce the same result. However, placing the device 3 foot or more away from the body will create a less potent effect. So, you know, I had one person, it wasn't working for him, and she said, well, I said, well, where is it? She goes, oh, it's in the other room. I said, the other room? Well, that's why it's not working, because you're not close to it. She had it in the other, as soon as she kept it around her, I said, look, get a little fanny pack, go to Walmart, pay $10 or $12 for a little fanny pack, put your Tesla BioHealer in there, and just, you know, keep it with you at all times. Well then, oh man, you know, a few days later, she emailed me back, said, wow, Johnny, it's working great. You know, I got the fanny pack, I take it to bed with me, I take it in the car with me, I take it on the walks with me when I go out with my dog, and she said, now my dog wants to be around me more because I think it likes that Tesla BioHealer. I said, yeah, absolutely. Your pets will know. Your pet knows what's good. So like I said, no electricity is involved. There's no power switch, no cord, no plug-in device, no noise at all. If I play, you know, in the Tesla BioHealer or the Tesla MedBed, these are FDA-registered medical devices, and they're well-sealed in order to prevent any oxidation or technological malfunction or, you know, of the materials. And you should not attempt to unseal the containers because this would tamper and kill the efficacy of the device. We recommend you keep the devices near you while you're asleep. And in order to enhance the body's natural restoration process, and Dr. Johnny recommends that you keep the device near you as long as you can throughout the whole day. We encourage you to have as much exposure to the Tesla energy biofield as possible, and we recommend at least 8 hours a day at a minimum, and there's no risk of overexposure to the Tesla energy or harm of it changing the body. The Tesla energy exists naturally in the environment, and it's constantly interacting with our body's innate intelligence. Our devices are simply creating a Tesla, scalar field, rich environment, which your cellular structure can naturally uptake and loves it and is required for optimal functioning. And I'm telling you, you can think about the exposure to the Tesla biofuel generated by our devices. It's like traveling from a polluted city to an oxygen-rich mountain range. And just because your body is now in an environment with all the oxygen needed for optimal health does not mean you're going to overdose on oxygen. You'll decide to spend more time there because you'll feel better, and your cells naturally regulate the uptake of Tesla energy, and just as much as they would do the uptake of oxygen. It's like going under a waterfall. You feel so good. There are no major detoxification symptoms from exposure to the Tesla biohealer or the Tesla medbed that's been reported. However, natural detoxification is known to benefit, is a known benefit, and it usually occurs, but there's no discomfort. On rare occasions, people have noted mild symptoms of, a little dizziness or whatever. But I've never had any of my patients report that. But generally, this detoxification passes in about a week. And, most people note that even after one night's use, an enhanced sense of calm and overall well-being occurs. And some have experienced even more energy. With more and more exposure to the Tesla energy, your body should experience more and more improvement until it's functioning optimally. For the majority of the first-time users, there is no discomfort. However, those it's safe if you have a pacemaker. It's safe for any of that. There's no problem there. However, those with severely that lack bioenergy, they may get a feeling of lightheadedness. Like I said, a little dizziness at first around the product if they're really low. But this is similar to drinking water too fast. When you're really, really thirsty, there is a little bit of discomfort. With a huge amount of Tesla energy available for a person who is depleted of bioenergy, it may be beneficial to slowly progress into using this device. For example, if you experience any kind of dizziness, then using the burst, for using the biohealer for the first time, we recommend that, keep it, 1 or 2 feet away on the first day and then bring it closer each day after that, The early signs that it's working are there's better sleep and vivid dreams that indicate more brain activity and fresh energy, libido increase. We have a lot of people report libido increase as well as easier bowel movements and clear mind, reduction of pain. It's registered as a relaxation and pain reduction device, over-the-counter relaxation and pain reduction device with the FDA. That's how it's registered, over-the-counter device. So, and I've had several people who are, telling me that it normalizes their blood sugar. I've had some diabetics tell me that. I'm not saying it cures cancer. I'm not saying it cures diabetes. I'm not saying it cures anything. I'm just telling you what my patients have reported to me. So the length of time to note the benefits varies based upon each condition. Some people start feeling improvements as little as 30 minutes, while others take several days. But generally, everybody experiences big benefits, noticeable benefits after just a few days, less than a week. So, a patient with severe COPD improved their breathing within 5 minutes. We have that in studies. COPD improved their breathing within 5 minutes using the Tesla biohealer. It's right there on my website. You can go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and if you don't see the Tesla page, just send me a note. And right there in the top right-hand corner, it says consultation, or go to contact and just, send me a note, and I'll send you information about that. And it's a great relief for people with migraines. That's been my biggest is to get my biggest charge in happiness is some of my patients that have had migraines, they get the Tesla Bowel Healer, and it gets rid of their migraines and their headaches. They don't have to go through that anymore. For them, it's like a godsend. Oh, Johnny, this is wonderful. I don't have my migraines anymore. So, you know, hip and joint damage and things like that, you know, they experience less pain. So the more Tesla energy, the shorter length of time required for the effectiveness to occur. And age is also a factor. The younger people tend to experience the benefits more quickly, while older adults tend to be needing more time to show that effectiveness. For most people, the early signs of efficacy can be experienced only after 1 to 3 days of using the Tesla Bowel Healing products. So the Tesla Energy is especially effective for brain health. We see this when people who suffer from depression get a new zeal for life. They get their mood improved. That's what I noticed. I'm always in a good mood with my Tesla Bowel Healer. However, the brain is a special part of the body, and its development and growth precede that of other parts of the body during infancy. And once we reach adulthood, however, the brain ages faster than other parts of the body since it only uses glucose as its energy supply. So glucose supply and utilization in an aged body is less efficient than that in a younger body. Therefore, as people age, the brain needs to be recharged with the Tesla energy to gain extra life force. So many seniors improved their cognitive capabilities after they used the Tesla Bowel Healers because their brains became more active. And many users think they can use the Tesla Bowel Healer to improve or slow down Alzheimer's disease, which is reasonable given all the known Tesla scalar wave benefits. The Tesla energy generated and released from the Tesla Bowel Healing products is also absorbed by the brain cells to enhance brain power and to maintain brain health. The Tesla Bowel Healer and the Tesla MedBed play a critical part of healing in the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University, giving the body more scalar energy, and, you know, it's going to take as much as it needs. And so many things that were once fundamental to maintain good health have been suppressed, but not anymore. Dr. Johnny is going to bring it to you. And I was the first to work with the Tesla MedBed, you know, and the Tesla Bowel Healing Laboratories and to do the research. I've got 2 other university studies ongoing right now with the lab. And medical tyranny seem to extend in every part of our lives, but you stick with Dr. Johnny and become a master survivor, you will survive. You will survive, and you'll have your mind and your body under your control. The mind control increased on the people that were brainwashed, and soon they lost their will to think for themselves, and, of course, bad health followed. But you don't have to go through that anymore. Remember, getting your body and your mind under your control is the most important way to avoid medical tyranny. The Master Survivor Program uses only foundational, beneficial treatments to heal, non-toxic, non-invasive, does not harm the body. Your body only gets better when you apply the Master Survivor Program. We get back to the basics as Hippocrates outlined over 2,000 years ago, where food is our medicine and medicine is our food. Dr. Johnny took this a step further. He applies the same ancient Greek remedies that are backed by laboratory science, validated by the laboratory testing. This is ancient Greek health backed by modern laboratory science. If it's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural healing journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down and see the 3 laboratory therapies. You know, you click on the Masters, you go to themastersurvivor.com, you'll see the 3 things there, the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor Radio Show, which is where we are right now, and you also see the Master Survivor University. So you have a choice of what to go to. So choose the Master Survivor Program. It's right there, 1 and 2. Number 1 is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number 2 is the information about the Total Gut Restoration Kit. So with the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, we see what foods are beneficial for our body and our cells and what foods we should avoid and get our cells, minerals, balanced in every way. And with the Total Gut Restoration Kit, we totally get the digestive system balance and that microbiome balance. So then we have the cells and the digestive balance, and that's the Master Survivor Program. Right there, less than $500. Less than $500. And Dr. Johnny, you know, also will provide, you know, for the higher level of therapy, he provides the Master Survivor Program premium consultation. And again, if that's what you want, then just pick, you know, go to themastersurvivor.com and pick the Master Survivor Program, and then scroll down. You'll see number one, the HTMA, which is the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is the 3 hours total gut restoration. You keep scrolling down, you'll see the Master Survivor Premium Consultation, where Dr. Johnny will work with you for 2 years to get rid of anything that's bothering you, anything that's going on. I will work with you hands-on for 2 years. And, you know, but you got to do the Master Survivor Program. That's what it's all about. One and two. You got to do the hair tissue mineral analysis, and you got to do the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. That's where it all begins. Now, you know, like I said, there's three choices on that, themastersurvivor.com. You can see the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor Radio Show to hear any back shows that you missed. You also see the Master Survivor University. And I'm telling you, I used to train medical doctors back in the 80s on the hair tissue mineral analysis and how to help their patients improve in their health using the hair tissue mineral analysis from the lab. You know, I'd test their patients' hair in the lab, and then I'd give them do these seminars and workshops. But I got tired of flying around. I got tired of the hotels. I got tired of the planes. Trust me, it's a drag after a while. You get sick of it. So then I started the Master Survivor University, because instead of going to these workshops and doing all these seminars, I said, look, just enroll in the Master Survivor University. We can get started right away. So people are waking up. They know now, and they realize that the mainstream medical system is designed only to make a profit. And more are realizing that there has been a planned population reduction agenda rapidly underway. Fact number one, the third leading cause of death in the United States. The third leading cause of death in the United States. This is by insurance statistics. The third leading cause of death in the United States is the hospital. Third leading cause of death is the hospital, according to actuary insurance statistics. You go to the hospital, you've got I got an actuary friend. She says it's like, you know, 43% if you're younger. And then if you're over 60 and you go to a hospital, you've got a 69% chance of dying in the hospital. So she says, no, across the board, all age groups, the third leading cause of death in the United States is the hospital. So the mainstream healthcare system is not set up to help people get healthy, folks. Don't let words deceive you. It's not healthcare business. It's a sick care business designed to make an enormous profit to accelerate an early death. However, on the other hand, the Master Survivor Program is designed to get people well and to help them stay well. Even mainstream naturopathy does not have a true pathway to a good, healthy recovery. They have lots of treatments and therapies that they can do, but they don't have a roadmap. They make a noble effort, and I'm a naturopathic doctor myself. The naturopaths make a noble effort to restore the body to harmony, but they fall short getting people recovered from serious illness, you know, getting them past those healing plateaus. Sometimes when they use up all their ideas, they don't know what else to do. Not Dr. Johnny. If you hit a healing plateau, I know exactly what to do, because if I got your hair tissue mineral analysis, I got your chemistry, and I know exactly what's happening. So herbology, naturopathy, chiropractic practice, and the like have good treatments and good therapies, but they lack a true roadmap of getting people free of disease. Nearly all of them practice great treatments and recommend supplements based on muscle testing or going by the answers of the patient's questionnaire, yet they don't understand how to apply it when certain things don't go, you know, right, like when they don't get well. They don't understand the chemistry or the cellular physiology. Specifically, they don't understand cellular physiology. Even medical doctors don't understand cellular physiology. That's been my life for over 40 years. I've been studying cellular physiology. It's not easy. It's taken me years to even understand some of the basics. You know, some of my people that I learned from got Nobel Prizes, like Linus Pauling. But most naturopaths, most medical doctors don't understand how foods can be long-term final solution resolving their patient's health dilemma. The practitioner may work very hard. They may work really hard. And they're noble. And there are good ones out there. And there are some that are not as talented. But when their patients keep having problems and they return for more and more advice treatments, they're again, either intentionally or unintentionally, getting a patient well does not necessarily make them much money. Just like the mainstream medicine, medical doctor counterparts, and many of these natural health practitioners, nobles many of them are, know that they need to create repeat business. They know by getting people well, they won't get repeat business. I want you to get well. I want you to stay well. I don't want you calling me up feeling bad. I want you, if I hear from you, and when I hear from most of my patients, they go, no, Johnny, we're doing great, you know, but, you know, my sister's got this and that. Okay, fine. I'll help your sister, you know. I know that. I see how the medical doctors work. I know what they said to me. They said I had to get a liver transplant. If I'd gotten that liver transplant, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. I still got my own liver, folks. I feel great. Like I said, whether they're medical doctors or some of the more naturopathic practitioners, as noble as many of them are, they know that they need to create repeat business to survive and keep those lights on. I say that because many of my patients come to me and they tell me that they're not getting the help. They tell me they're realizing that the doctors in the mainstream and in many of the natural fields know that when people are getting well, it's bad for their bottom line. And in the healthcare business, getting the patients healthy is not a good business model. It does not grow a profit when you create and cure people of disease. Names are deceiving. It shouldn't be called healthcare business. It should be called a sick care business. Because sick care keeps the patient coming back for more treatments. And they have to pull that wallet out one more time and make another charge on their credit card. Dr. Johnny is totally the opposite. With the Master Survivor Program, the main goal is for people to survive throughout all circumstances. For people to get well and to stay well. The focus is on the truth about recovery, staying well, and how to heal for those to stay healthy and live long, happy years using food for the recovery protocols. In this way, I'm preserving what Hippocrates taught thousands of years ago. The Master Survivor Program has been a culmination of research that started from my laboratory work back in 1982 in North Dallas. I'm telling you, some of my patients have been with me for over 30 years. They actually tell me, I don't care if the med beds are here or not, Johnny. We're just sticking with the HTMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis. That's all they do. That's all I do. And you don't get sick. This is not only providing the analysis and the protocols, but training of the doctors how to utilize the hair tissue mineral analysis, you know, the HTMA, to promote better health for their patients. I do that with the Master Survivor University. This is the unknown wisdom missing in today's healthcare treatments. With the university, I am going to preserve and protect this unknown science. Most doctors never use what Hippocrates shared thousands of years ago, yet they still recognize him as the father of medicine. Most doctors drop the HTMA when they've gone to my workshops and my seminars from their practice. And they've told me, they said, Johnny, I can't make money when my patients are getting well. So I don't do the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis anymore. Can you believe that? I'm like, oh my God, right to my face. They said, I got to pay the bills, you know. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to stay well. Dr. Johnny's work with the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University is the health care of the future. People want results and get good health, not a steady, never-ending medical bills. Hippocrates said, the best doctor is one you see often, but you never need him. In his day, people would regularly seek the advice, you know, and visit their doctor and talk about what they're eating and everything, you know, and how they're doing, and that's all they're doing. Everybody's fine, but they say, well, we couldn't get this fish anymore, and anyway, and that's the way it should be. You know, it's more of a social visit than anything else. Once they get started with the doctor, they never get sick again. That's exactly what I'm doing today. Ancient Greek medicine backed by laboratory science. The ancient Greek health practices had many profound health, you know, many health discoveries and health practices. Through trial and error, they discovered and arrived at what is the right diet and produced protocols that were effective at maintaining good health. As profound as their discoveries and practices were, they did not understand chemistry. They did not have the laboratory. Today, you can have the best of the ancient Greek therapies and ancient Greek health practices that Hippocrates led that's all backed by laboratory science. This is the foundation of the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University, where food is our medicine and medicine is our food. In the Master Survivor Program, your diet and supplement schedule is defined by your individual chemistry. In order to bring the effectiveness of these therapies to a higher level that is unknown worldwide, Dr. Johnny enhanced his complete viral hepatitis and cirrhosis recovery. With the profound protocols of virus elimination and complete liver regeneration from cirrhosis, this knowledge is also expanded from the latest findings of the Human Microbiome Project in order to balance the digestive tract. And we all, you know, in the lab came up with the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. This is all coupled with nearly 4 decades of laboratory experience, helping my patients get the mineral levels balanced in all their cells in the body. And now we're balancing the whole digestive tract and the microbiome. In the truest sense, the professional people who have practiced the Master Survivor Program have their body and their mind under their control, and they stay healthy and never get sick. They become fully aware of this, especially the many in the healthcare practitioners themselves, the ones who are awake, and they see it so clearly, so clearly. I have several doctors and a couple of registered nurses become my patients, and then they join the Master Survivor University. The diet and supplement schedule, the HTMA, they're feeling really good. And then we just, you know, they discuss with me the clot shot, what they call the terminal treatment for healthy people. That's what the doctor told me. He said the clot shot, you know, the jab. He said, that's the terminal treatment for healthy people. They know what is in those vaccines and how they're causing aggressive blood clots in over 40% of the patients short term. But they also tell me that that jab, that vaccination causes blood clots in 100% of the patients long term. They've had it with working for the medical system and what lies for their patients and shortens their lifespan. They tell me that with the Master Survivor Program, that they feel better and get well, and that's the way their practice should be. helping people feel better and get well and stay well. They all, you know, all these medical professionals want to become a Master Survivor doctor that have joined and have enrolled in the Master Survivor University, and they tell me that everyone is beginning to wake up because more and more people are going to realize that mainstream medicine is a death march to their grave. It does not take much to get started. If you have a high school degree or a GED, you can become a natural health professional, you know, the Master Survivor health professional of the future, and have a thriving new career. It is the health care of the future. It is the road less traveled, but more and more professionals are realizing that food truly is our medicine, and our medicine is our food. To get started with the Master Survivor University, you can first enroll in one of the one-year track and become a Master Survivor apprentice. And just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and you can click on the Master Survivor University and read up on the apprentice. And, you know, I'm just telling you, folks, you can have an exciting new career because this will be the healthcare of the future. Becoming a Master Survivor is where it's at. It's avoiding all tyranny. It's avoiding all perils that will be a constraint on your mind and your body. And, you know, I can get you started on the new career right away because in the very near future, we're going to see a lot of changes. You see, folks, that doctor, those two doctors and the nurses, they get it. You know, she's done the full Master Survivor program and got rid of her candida and follows a diet and supplement scheduled HCMA, and she's feeling great. She says, wow, I haven't felt this good in years. The doctor followed HCMA diet supplement schedule and got rid of his arthritis. Now he doesn't get pain in his joints. And he told me that when he was in medical school, yes, it was, you know, and she said the same thing in nursing school. Yes, in the beginning, it was about the money. You know, we wanted a strong financial future. But they learn a hard lesson when they're working the practice and they see the systems and, you know, that's lying to the patients for years. They both admitted that they looked the other way. You know, when the system was spreading the lies, but when they started lying to them, you know, they said that was it, you know, because in the beginning they turned the other way, you know, looked the other way with the lies, you know, because making a profit, you know, comes with their territory and they figure, well, that's part of the system. But then when they start lying to them about the vaccines, they go, no, I'm not getting that clot shot. That was the last straw. That doctor told me that money's not worth much when you're 5 feet under the ground. So now they became, you know, a Master Survivor doctor, and you can too. Have a great week, everybody. I'll be here next week, every Sunday, right here at freedomslips.com, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Studio B. Have a good week, everybody. Be a Master Survivor.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows what's new.